From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. They call her the budget nun, widely respected in Sacramento for delivering clean stats and straight talk. Elizabeth Hill, the legislature's chief budget analyst for more than two decades, announced yesterday she's retiring at the end of this legislative year. No word yet as to who might try to fill her shoes. Later today at the Natural Products Expo West in Anaheim, the Organic Consumers Association is expected to announce the results of a new test on 100 natural and organic soaps, shampoos, and the like. The LA Times has an early write-up. Nearly half of the products tested, including brands like Alba, Kiss My Face, and Seventh Generation, contain trace amounts of a chemical that's caused cancer in lab animals. It's a byproduct form when foaming agents are processed with petrochemicals. The Food and Drug Administration says the levels seen in consumer products these days do not present a hazard. California's salmon fishing season appears to be over before it began. Chinook salmon populations have crashed, and officials with the Pacific Fishery Management Council say they may have to ban most fishing, if not all. They meet in Sacramento today. Tamara Keith reports.
The population of Fall Run Chinook salmon in the Sacramento River is projected to fall to an all-time low this year. So low that even if no salmon are caught, biologists say the number of adult fish returning to the river to spawn will be less than half of what's needed to sustain the run.
It's bad. It's unprecedented in how bad it is, in fact.
Donald McIsaac is executive director of the Pacific Fishery Management Council, the group charged with recommending how the fishery should be managed. It already shut down early season fishing. Now McIsaac says the council is looking at three scenarios for the rest of the year. Two would allow what he describes as skimpy fishing in a few areas. The third is what most huddled at this Sacramento hotel seem to believe is going to happen.
Complete closure of all sport and commercial salmon fishing south of Cape Falcon, which is way up north end of Oregon. So most of Oregon and all of California completely closed.
In past years, fishermen have had harsh words for regulators. This year, though, there seems to be a sense of resignation. Duncan McLean represents the salmon industry to the council. He's a lifelong commercial fisherman, too.
It's my job to craft out the best season I can for my industry, and the best season I can craft out this year is zero fishing involved with it. What am I going to do? Advocate the extinction of a species or advocate the preservation of it? It's pretty much a no-brainer.
The council will make a final decision next month, but those in the West Coast salmon fishing industry are already calling for federal disaster assistance. The economic effects will be felt at dinner tables thousands of miles away. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
California's got more people who claim Irish ancestry than any other state in the nation. That's right, more than New York, more than Massachusetts. Within California, San Francisco takes the cake for Irish flavor. There's no one traditional Irish neighborhood, but to whet your appetite for St. Patrick's Day, we take you to the Richmond District, where you'll find John Campbell's Irish Bakery serving the buttery baked goodies that bring the old country alive in the new one. There's no Guinness in the bakery's refrigerated beverage case. You have to go next door to the Blarney Stone Bar and Restaurant for that. The bakery is where you'll find a dizzying array of the sweet and the savory. Proprietor John Campbell.
I started off a few months ago and experimented with some Bailey's Irish Cream and come up with this Bailey's Irish Cream scone with the almonds on the top and the blueberry and the regular plain, the raisin and the chocolate chip. And then here's our soda bread. The Belfast Bap, the Irish sausage and bacon, and some scrambled egg and cheese. And then we do a selection of puff pastry and a beef pasty with ground beef, potatoes, onions.
You know, very classic.
Yeah, we got a lot of people from the north of Ireland come in for the soda farl and a potato bread. The soda farl is another variation of the soda bread baked on a griddle, and then we cook that up then with bacon, sausage, and egg.
You'd be forgiven for thinking the Irish founded San Francisco alongside the Spanish, what with all the obviously Irish street names like O'Shaughnessy, O'Farrell, and Phelan. But the Irish consulate here says immigrants from the Emerald Isle have come to the U.S. in a steady stream over the last 150 years, with the biggest waves in the 1950s and 80s, before Ireland's economy took off. Campbell came in 1984 from Belfast, and since he started the bakery last spring, he's been doing his best to straddle the divide between Irish culture and Irish-American culture.
We do some chicken curry. Sounds unusual, we haven't had an Irish bakery, but chicken curry is popular back in Ireland, and I started making it here 2 weeks ago, and it's taken off. We tried some corned beef and cabbage, and we'll have that this week going through St. Patrick's Day.
That raises, you know, an interesting point that for a lot of non-Irish Americans, they have an idea of Ireland that's about 150 years out of date.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. I only heard of corned beef and cabbage when I came to the United States. I didn't eat that back there. I never had it back there. But I've put it out here in the bakery, and it's taken off really good. And I maybe keep it all year round now, you know.
In a nod to local sensibilities, Campbell says he may expand the lineup to include vegetarian or gluten-free goodies. But it's hard to imagine anything gluten-free competing with a snowball made from scratch.
It's more kind of scone, a plain scone, and we just put it together with some raspberry jam and roll it in some syrup and coconut.
The sugar high lasts for about an hour. St. Patrick's Day is no holiday for Campbell and his crew. They supply a handful of Bay Area tea houses, and they've got extra orders to feed festivities that started last week and continue through Monday. It's often said everybody in America's Irish around this time of year, sitting down for a cup of tea next door in the Blarney Stone, Campbell says America perennially pulls on the Irish, too.
You know, from reports I've read and other people talking that have traveled back to Ireland recently, that the economy there has kind of went soft, and so maybe, you know, you will see an increase of Irish people coming back out to the United States.
It's a likely bet when they start to hanker for a taste of home, they'll head to San Francisco. That's the California Report for Friday, March 14th, the production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Howard Gelman, Danny Bringer, Seal Muller, and Jim Bennett. The show was directed this week by Susie Racho and Mina Kim. Our interns are June Stinson, Ali Tabatabai, and Leanne Lucetta. The editor is Kat Snow. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. The producers are Victoria Malione and Erica Kelly. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org. And the Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California.